Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up? Welcome in. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League live. And in
do you hear
color.
That sound, the Welsh?
Oh, I don't. What are we hearing?
It's the sound of Carl's Jr. stock plummeting. Because the Diamondbacks are so good.
That was the sound of 50 stores closing because Bogman isn't supporting them with the Diamondbacks' losses.
Shuttered their windows. They're no longer with us.
No. I apologize to everybody. Guess what? Diamondbacks, too healthy, Lois. Too healthy.
Doctor says I'm too healthy.
Too healthy. You know what I wonder? By the way, welcome in. This is In This League, inthisleague.com is where you can check us out. That's Scott Bogman, Mr. Hello. Carl's Jr. right there. I am
right.
Chris Welsh, the least liked of the pack. Bogman was sent MLB the Show earlier in the week. I was not sent anything.
I also got free opening day tickets, the Welsh.
Free opening day tickets. All your Carl's Jr. has been paid for. You got sent MLB the Show. Princess Bogman is living his best life.
That's right.
I have nothing to show for anything in my life.
Someone sent you $20 the other day, you said.
That's true. They did do that. It was a great, they did Venmo me at the Welsh, and the response was, hopefully this helps you hate things less. And I was like, this is somebody that knows me. This is totally somebody that gets me. Hopefully you hate things less. And I guess we're moving towards that. But yeah, Bogman's living his best life. You can follow him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Follow me on Twitter at Is It The Welsh Pack Show, because there's so damn much going on in the world. And I think you all realize it. So here's a quick breakdown of what's going on in the world. Basketball is about to end in less than a week, which means the basketball playoffs are going on. Absolutely awesome. Basketball's lit when we get to the playoffs. So you got the March Madness finals coming up. The NFL draft is like 3.5 weeks away. You've got Game of Thrones, which is 1 week away, Bogman, and a day.
1 week. Let's go.
1 week. You've got Endgame. You've got baseball, full throttle. My birthday? What's not happening in
birthday.
April? To top it off, put the cherry on the top, Bogman. My birthday. What is not happening in April? Tell me.
I don't know. Me getting laid?
You eating healthy?
About it. Yeah, me eating healthy.
What else? Me getting anything from listeners?
You got $20.
That's true. I got $20. Yeah, that's true.
And I didn't get my opening day ticket from a listener. That was from my friendo.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I know. I just got my ticket from a friend. It was six rows from the field. Boston Red Sox, Arizona Diamondbacks, and guess what? Top it all off. Here's the life that Bogman has, which it has its ups and downs. But right now, MLB the Show, he's like, oh,
mainly
show.
Ups.
He was fed today, a listener, a friend of ours, not just a listener, a friend of ours, took us out to lunch, and we both got fed, to be fair. We got fed, you got MLB the Show, your Carl's Jr.'s been paid for, you got tickets 6 rows from the field, and guess what else you got? An absolute ass-whooping on the Boston Red Sox. The Diamondbacks pushed the SN, and they dominated. They made them their bitch. They destroyed the Boston Red Sox on
Friday. I did
Friday
not
night.
Have to suffer the Red Sox fans because
how bad were they, by the way?
What's that?
How bad were they?
I mean, it was fairly significant.
Like when the game started, like you walked in, everyone's like, or however Boston does in the games.
They sound like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. Drop your
Red Sox.
Drop your dummies. It's so
I mean, it was significant, and plus our seats were like You know, amazing. It's behind home plate, but it's just to the right of directly behind home plate.
So, the poor Red Sox fans, they were sitting upper deck and you were with the affluent Diamondback fans.
Well, I was with affluent Red Sox fans mainly. Oh. So it was because it was down the first base side, which is the visiting side at Chase Field. And it was mainly Red Sox fans on my side. But I mean, it's so funny going to opening day sometimes, just all the stuff, you know. You have the super expensive parking, of course.
Oh, this is listen, I want everyone to understand this. And there's nothing I hate more. I actually think it should be criminal that these teams, these people, all these people, what they do is they have a sliding scale of games that come in. And like parking, for instance, Bogman and I have the same parking lot. We go to different ones. We have the same parking always. Bogman's parking lot, he always touts because it's behind the stadium. It's $15. Even on opening day, maybe they put it up $5 or something like that. It's always about the same.
Last year.
Yeah, $20 last year, minus $20. That sliding scale is a little bit annoying. Tell them what you paid for parking today.
$40 to park.
$40?
I mean, I know this isn't, New York City or L.A. or whatever, wherever where, they'll roll their eyes at it and say, well, it's, $60 just to park anywhere there.
Okay, stop living in the most expensive place on the planet. Come to take it percentage wise. Normal parking, even sliding scale parking, up 100% than it normally is. 100% on parking. I think I hate that. Nothing makes me more. I resent the teams when they do this with ticket prices. The same thing happens in spring training out here. I absolutely resent when the Chicago Cubs play another team, that the ticket prices go up 50 to 75%. The Angels tickets in Arizona during spring training are $40 more than the Dodgers tickets would be. I hate this sliding scale bull crap where it's like, oh, well, this is a team that people want to see. There's more of a thing. So we're going to charge a whole bunch for it. It pisses
me
off.
It's $10. Like it went up 400%. It's $10.
It's ridiculous.
So it's ridiculous. Yeah. So my free ticket, cost me $40 to park, and then I got one beer and tipped the guy. So I basically spent $55 on parking and a beer. So, but it was, I mean, the seats, I've never had better seats at Chase Field.
You had a foul ball hit near you?
Yes. There was one hit two rows directly behind me, and it hit this kid in the face. I thought it was flush, but it was like, it hit the ground and bounced up, and it just like, I thought it got him. Because I could see it. He was super pale and I could see kind of like a red spot on his head. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are you okay, dude? And he's like, I'm fine. I guess it just grazed his head, but it looked like
Thanks for pointing attention to me. Thanks for letting everybody know I didn't catch it.
Yeah, well, everyone knew he didn't catch it. I'm saying it bounced up pretty far. So, there was one hit directly behind me. But we had like, it was the hoity-toity section with the private bathroom down by the front and, the secret bar back there and buffet and stuff.
I wouldn't know any of that.
It was, I mean,
I'm not treated to nice things, so I wouldn't
know. Price on the ticket, shut up, you get free tickets all the time. The price on the ticket's at $250.
Oh my god.
So it's 175 bought in a season ticket package, but 250
buy your buddy a beer.
I bought him a pizza last week, so I think we're good.
You are a scumbag. You didn't buy him even a beer?
Well, he didn't show up until the third inning. So, like, I had already had my beer that I was going to drink. Because,
you are
and
the
I had the
worst.
Giant. I had the Silo. But I don't do two beers because of the DUI laws in Arizona. I just don't want to. I've seen too many people get DUIs, and it ruined your
life. He had a $250 ticket. You didn't.
Well, he didn't pay for it either. It's not like he went and paid for it. He didn't even know he was getting these until earlier in the day either. So
third inning. What is he, in L.A.?
I
know who it is, and that's that guy.
Which is so far to get his, 2-year-old son to bring him to the game, which was fine. I mean, the kid had a great time, and he wasn't a problem at all, which was surprising because usually little kids at games, it's kind of,
a little dicey.
But I was just kind of wondering, I'm like, why did he drive all the way home to get the kid to bring him to the baseball game? But he had a great time, so.
Do you have a great time, too? His second kid? Treating his second kid out?
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah. So, what do you mean?
Privileged life, Bog. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm privileged, right.
Are you not?
I'm very privileged. I'm very lucky a lot of times. So,
well, what's not privileged?
I wouldn't know because I'm privileged.
Exactly. The only thing that's not going your way right now is, or no, you know what? I'm wrong. Everything is going your way. Want one more example? Bogman's not having to eat Carl's Jr. The ongoing bet we have, and it's a fantastic bit, though. You know, we've talked about this a bit. It's getting a little tiresome online, the amount of people that are actually trying to like people are trying to have interventions with Bogman right now, because the deal is the Diamondbacks lose and Bogman and I, we punish ourselves that the Diamondbacks lose. Bogman goes to Carl's Jr. We created this bit and we were going to, and it's tagging Carl's Jr. and the Diamondbacks after every loss. It's a chain of tweets all season long until we get attention from everybody. And it was a rough start. And immediately after the first video, though, the first one, there was like one rude person. There was like probably 25% of people that were like really having fun with it. And then there is legit worried people. We had a certain somebody that we might occasionally do a show with be like, I'm kind of worried about Bogman. Is he going to be okay? But worried about Bogman.
It was Rocco Baldelli.
It was like, I just want him to be around. And I'm like, he's gonna be around. I mean, as long as he's gonna be around.
Yeah. Exactly. 42. You have me until 42, so enjoy it while it lasts.
Whether you
and
Carl
then
Jr.
I'm
or
over
not.
It. So
yeah. But like you've been flooded. You've had concerned citizens, Bogman?
I have. I've had, you know, the lady who you're gonna be 900 pounds. I've had a couple people like, you can't actually do this. We had the one guy go through the math on the calories.
Yeah,
but
that's great.
Also, like the first day I did it, I got a double Western bacon cheeseburger. I'm not going to get a double Western bacon cheeseburger every single day.
I mean, you might with the next one because you haven't eaten it so long because the Diamondbacks had days off and then win.
That's right. I had a chicken sandwich for the last time. But I'm probably going to try everything on the menu once or twice, you know, see how it is. They have one side salad there. I can get that at some point, you know. Yeah,
when you've exhausted all other options.
Yeah, exactly.
When you know, I think we should do.
Sick and tired of everything else, right?
By the way, I just want people to understand. We're going to talk like a lot of sports here, but we're setting the stage here. During this lunch today, what was great too was we were setting this lunch up and Bogman and our friend, like, where should we go? And Bogman's like, let's go to the Zen Burger. And I was like, let's go to Pita Jungle. Let's go somewhere with a little bit healthy.
Yeah, because Pita Jungle, so much healthier than Zen Burger.
I mean, just a notch.
You're dipping carbohydrates into beans. Yeah, it's very, very.
Well, yeah, beans are good for you.
Yeah.
It's protein. It's better than the burgers,
so
Bogman.
Is beef. Beef is protein.
Okay, all right. We're not going to have that whole argument.
Let's compare saturated fat. It's not that far off.
Sure.
So it's almost.
But we're sitting there. We had the greatest brainstorm of ideas. If we were popular, of things we could do, it was so good. I have all these ideas in my back pocket for the future. But one I was just thinking of we should do on our YouTube channel is, you know, you keep continue doing the videos, but have a side thing. We should have you review, since you're going to eat everything multiple times, this isn't a live video that goes on Twitter, but you record it on video, a live review of every item on Carl's Jr. And then we'll start putting them up on the YouTube channel. And then we'll start reviewing everything from every fast food place. And then you can be the guy that reviews all the fast food. So in like 2 years, you'll have tried everything from everywhere because you don't actually.
And every cholesterol medication.
But again, like the worry warts, you're not going to do this over a 2 week period. This would be over a long period of time. And we could stack a few videos and then just once a week we post one and then people start looking forward to it. And it's the Bogman food reviews.
I always think it's hilarious that people are like, Bogman, you're going to die if you do this. The D-backs are going to lose a ton of games and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I mean, did anybody send this same stuff to the guy on Man versus Food?
What did he do?
I mean, just ate an absurd amount at every stop. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
it was crazy. And I can't eat all that. Like I can't. The dude ate like this burger with fries and then got this 3 gallon milkshake. Like he couldn't finish it, of course.
Great.
I almost lost $100. It's a giant milkshake. Like, you're not going to be able to finish that.
What are you going
to
say?
I'm going to say it's an effing 3 gallon milkshake. No one's going to finish that. So, I mean, it's just, it's nuts, you know, the response. And I mean, you know, the Welsh was kind of, he kind of had an attitude about it the other day, but it's not far off of my normal.
What attitude?
You're like, oh, come on, I don't want to get in Bogman's business, but it's not that far off of what he's doing normally anyway.
It's not. So. It's not. I mean, it's but we talked about this at lunch today.
He just said it so cavalierly.
Well, like, but it's
this
not.
This fat ass is eating like this anyway. Look at him. Come on.
We had this very distinctive conversation at lunch today also when we were explaining this to our friend to say, hey, listen, here's one thing. This isn't, Bogman, you're not going to disagree. If I were to say 5 out of the 7 days of the week, you're having some type of fast food, just yes or no, on a normal week.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so there you go. So then what we mention is that you will usually, and that, this is what's bad for you, by the way. I mean, fast food is bad for you, but whatever. This is what I think is bad for you, is that you will have your, you know, Whataburger or something horrible, but then you won't eat the rest of the day. That's your meal for the day.
Well,
that
fills me up for the whole day.
I know, but that's horrible for your metabolism. So that's what was my point, was like, if I say 5 out of the 7 days in the week, you're getting fast food anyways, you're probably only going to, unless Dimebacks are on a bad streak, probably going to have Carl's Jr. 3 days a week. That's no different than what you're already doing. You're just not having variety. You're eating Carl's Jr.
Diversifying my bonds, right?
No, you're just.
I'm not hitting up Jack in the Box and then what's it called? Jimmy John's and then Carl's Jr.
Someone was like, are you getting Carl's retweets Jr. from the Diamondbacks or Carl's Jr. We're like, no, because Carl, we're actually telling
it's
people.
It's kind of disrespectful to both of them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Diamondbacks, I got no sympathy for the Diamondbacks with it, though.
See the roof?
I did see the roof.
What an embarrassment.
It broke. They also, someone asked.
Said I should have to go to Carl's Jr. because the roof didn't.
You probably should. You should at least go get a pie. Somebody said, hey, what happened to the clock? And then I saw one of the beat reporters go, broke. So they took it out. And it's like, so that's where the Diamondbacks are at now. Just everything's broken.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly. Amazing. It's broke. Better put it down.
Speaking of broken and speaking of the Red Sox, it's not just about the Diamondbacks. Red Sox are in town, but we got to talk about a certain Red Sox that might be broken. We've got a whole bunch more guys returning soon. We've got football, basketball, so don't go anywhere. It's a big show. 3 hours in this league. We'll be back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
Welcome back. In this league. Live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. With your dynamic duo, Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman. That's us. Hello,
yes.
Us. I'm going to go see us, by the way.
Oh, today. All right.
Little date night with the wife.
Nice.
Watch us.
I don't like seeing creepy movies like that.
No?
No. I live alone. You know, some rattles that's in the kitchen freaks me out. I have to get up and go find out what it is.
I used to get like really like weirded out about that. But I think this is truly, it's a very understated thing that happens in life that I think people allude to, but you don't believe that just when you get older, you've just lived through things, you become more cynical, and then you just start caring about things more. Like, I just got to the point where, like, I had that a couple times where, you know, we'll hear something and wife will be like, what's going on? I'll go downstairs. And then I'll have a moment where I'm like, I need to get something. And then I'm walking downstairs. I'm like, who cares? Kill me. You know what I mean? Like, it's not quite that, but it's just like, you know, I just don't freak out. Like, I remember my wife and the kids, they were gone one week. It was like the first time I was alone in 4 years at my house.
This was actually just a dream. This didn't actually happen.
It was the greatest dream ever. And, you know, like, I think something, like, I heard some noise, and it just didn't affect me how it would have affected me when I was in the mid-20s. It just didn't matter. I was just like,
You used to get, saying it didn't affect you like it would have affected you is, I mean, that means you could still be a little pansy about it because you used to be scared of everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything. I remember, like, we went to the river one time. There's this Salt River in Arizona, and it's a waste of time. But if you're under 21 and you want a day drink, it's like the only place you can do it. So we went to the river. We went back over to your place because that's where my car was. And I showered over at your place. And like with the steam on the mirror, I wrote some creepy message in there.
Yeah, you're a son of a bitch.
And you called me later on. You're like, you dick.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. Of course. I mean, all right. If I were to write that, like, you know, I know it's in that black briefcase, you know, in your mirror or something like that. Like, you'd be terrified.
Yeah, I probably. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I would.
I watch you when you're alone. You'd be like, oh, no, they can see me.
Well, yeah, I guess I should close the windows. Yeah. So
I don't know. It doesn't affect me like that. But like I'm in.
I think I wrote kill.
Probably backwards, too. Some horrible thing that freaked me out. But it just the things don't freak me out as much, though. I say that. And every time I go see a scary movie, the thought is really great. And then I get in and I'm like gripping the seat. And then I look at my wife sometimes and I'm like, why do we? Why is that?
Women love that stuff. I don't know why.
My wife doesn't get as scared. I remember there were a couple moments in the new It, you know.
I have not seen it.
No. You should rent it tonight.
Thanks. Nope.
Rent it tonight. Not. Alone in the dark.
Nope.
It's kind of a crappy movie, but there's a couple moments, especially when you haven't seen it and you're just kind of like bracing. And I was like, Jesus. And my wife was like, this movie sucked. And I'm like, you suck.
I didn't piss myself. This is stupid.
Yeah, this is scary either. But like my wife was like, I don't want to go during the day because it's not, you know, it's not as scary. And I was like, God, you just, you're like a classic. Like you want to go listen to a murder podcast when you're done here and watch any more Lifetime documentaries. Like you just want to suffer. But I'm going to go see Us later. And then I need to catch up. I guess we're jumping into this. Probably should save this. But I want to talk about Endgame later in the show. But I got to watch Captain Marvel, and I got to do that before Endgame because it's coming down. Oh, and I want to tell you what I heard about ticket prices. So stay tuned in hour two. We'll talk a little bit about Endgame because it's insane off of the presale. But we were talking about Boston because Bogman was just at the opening day for the Diamondbacks home opener, and the Boston Red Sox are in town, which actually, weirdly, I don't know what the logic was. Did you know that the Boston Red Sox played here in Arizona? I think it was against the Diamondbacks in a spring training game. Like Boston flew to Arizona for one day.
Well, they opened up with the West Coast tour. I don't think they've been home yet. So they opened up in Seattle for that first series.
Well, I guess they did, didn't they?
Yeah. What's that? Boston, yeah. And then I think they played Oakland. And now they're playing us. So they're doing their West Coast tour early.
Yeah.
And that's what, because they came and they played us and they played the Cubs in a spring training game. And I was like, you probably had to sell a kidney to get in that stadium. It's so bad. Like the Cubs you were mentioning before are just the ticket. I haven't been there yet because the ticket prices.
I've only gone during the Arizona Fall League. I've told you, I said, go during the AZL or the Fall League because you can get in for free. And during the AZL or $8 for the Arizona Fall League, and you sit wherever you want. I will never go to Sloan Park. Any Cubs
thing. $100 to sit in the grass
for spring training. You could go on a day where the best player is David Bode playing. Can you imagine paying $125 for half decent seats and you get to go see, you know, I mean, at this point, half the team are losers, but you get to see just loser players playing. No one good, no Chris Bryant, no Anthony Rizzo. Like you'd want, if Jason Hayward is out there, you'd want to kill yourself.
I can't. Like if the ticket prices for a spring training game is more than $50, I'm going to stay my ass at home.
Yeah.
So, $30 like for good seats is as much as I will pay. Yeah. Like tops.
We have come off as the cheapest people complaining about parking and tickets, and it's unbelievable.
Well, it's just there's like you can go and see the Reds play the Mariners and sit behind the plate for like a nickel. It's seriously so cheap.
Yeah. We saw the White Sox and Angels, and it was like, I mean, after fees and stuff, it was like $60, but still.
Yeah. $30.
But we were first row.
Yeah. We are cheap. Because we sat first row, we paid $30 for the tickets, but refused to pay the $12 for the sunblock or whatever.
We did.
And I like just got over that.
It took like a month for me. I'm pretty sure I developed some type of skin cancer.
My skin was peeling. I looked like an old snake.
Yeah, it was gross. It was gross.
So gross.
Boston Red Sox. Let me ask you this, as we're going to kind of focus on some of the, I want to focus on a lot of injured guys and talk about also, you know, maybe some of the underperformers. One thing that might be broken, not just Chris Sale on the team, and we've been having a discussion about that. We'll do that in a second. But how about the Boston Red Sox as a whole? Are you, I mean, not you're a Boston fan, but should Boston be worried at all? They are 2-7. And I actually don't know if I'm looking at this. Did this update off of the Diamondback loss?
I think it did.
I think it did. 2-7 they are right now. They have got one of the worst bullpens in all of baseball. They refuse to give money to Craig Kimbrell. And
captain's really upset about it.
They're okay. Their rotation is okay, though they have people like Rick Porcello in it. So there's a question mark there. Eduardo Rodriguez, the guy, here's the deal with them. The guys they needed to take the next step are going backwards. Eduardo Rodriguez, Rick Porcello, and the guys that they're counting on are also not stepping up to the plate. They got a horrible bullpen and the offense is trying to hold on. Mookie, Rafael Devers, they're trying to hold on as best they can. It just seems like a team that's lost. You can't count them out or anything like that. But how worried? They're obviously not going to be at the bottom of this division. The Blue Jays are going to easily take that over in a day or two. But how worried should anybody be about the Red Sox as a whole?
2 out of 10. I'm not worried. I mean, maybe one or two of these will turn into subpar seasons overall. You know, maybe Porcello doesn't have it again. You know, maybe Rafael Devers is... we're a little bit too hyped up on him and maybe he's been figured out a little bit, but I just, it's not going to last. The bullpen is a problem, but we knew that going in. So,
if only there was an available elite closer to help shore up that bullpen. If only.
Yeah. They were talking about that on the radio when I was on my way home from the game, and they were talking about how they're so close to the luxury tax and they just don't want to pay it again. And that's the reason why they haven't signed Kimbrel. And to be honest, Kimbrel's not going to make them a better team at this point anyway, because they can't even get to the bullpen right now. But the starters just need to pitch better. Chris Sale will be fine.
Do you think Chris Sale's going to be fine?
Worried about Porcello? I do.
We talked about it. We ran a poll of like, where are you at? And it was like over 60% were like, I'm worried, but I'm not panicking, because there was a velocity dip that saw him touch under 90. You know, they messed with him last year. There was that slight little, you know, it's like there's the injury thing. There's a little opener thing that's going on. It really feels like just Chris Sale. Here's if anything, even if you're not worried about Chris Sale is not eliciting the comfort that used to come with Chris Sale. I'm a lot more uncomfortable with him right now. And it's feeling very eerie of Clayton Kershaw over the last 2 years.
I just... It's just too early to panic. And I understand that, you know, this is hashtag overreaction season, SZN. But with it's not too early to panic on some players, but on upper echelon, super elite players. I mean, you know, Mike Trout is his first home run 2 days ago, you know, and Greinke had two.
Yeah, but we're not talking about stuff like that. Like statistically,
I understand it's the velocity, but we've seen other starters do this where, you know, they started out the season and they're hitting 89, 90. And then by the end of the season, you know, or three or four starts in, they're throwing their normal speed. And I kind of think that is what is going to end up happening with Chris Sale. I mean, I would be trying to buy now because of the people panicking. I mean, you're not panicking, are you?
I'm not panicking, but like, okay, explain something to me then. What's the difference at this point? And I know the obvious. So, I mean, get it out of your system. But what's the real difference at this point between Chris Sale and Clayton Kershaw? Clayton Kershaw is he's injured, by the way. He's rehabbing. He rehabbed on opening day for the minor leagues, which was on Thursday. He was out there. His velocity was actually up from spring training, but he was still sitting 90, 91. I think he topped out around 91. But it was a tick up from spring training. He had a good outing. He went, I think, 5 innings. He had 60 pitches on it. Very efficient. He's back out there, but he's been a pretty realized velocity dip over the last 2 years, and he's about to come back. And then you have Chris Sale, who had some stuff last year, has a pretty significant velocity dip right now. Like, I'm pro Clayton Kershaw, but I'm not crazy panicking about Chris Sale, but what's the distinction between the two where Chris Sale is still elite and Clayton Kershaw is trash for everybody?
I've never said Clayton Kershaw is trash. I've said zero shares because I'm worried about his recurring injury. I'm not too worried about the shoulder, but it's another thing with his back. You know, the back injury has been recurring for 3 or 4 seasons now, and it always makes him miss a couple starts here, a couple starts there, which isn't a big deal. But you couple that with this shoulder injury that he's had in the beginning of the season, and we know that back is probably going to flare up at some point. Now, it could be it flares up, he misses one start, or they move him back a couple days or something, and it's really not a problem. I don't have a crystal ball. All I know is that previous injury predicts future injury in most cases, especially with an injury that we've seen happen to a guy 3 or 4 times. So this thing with Chris Sale is new. Now, he's coming off the shoulder thing from last year, which he didn't have the surgery for because they said he didn't need it. But they also gave him an extension. So I got to think that, you know, Joe mentioned this on the Black Book when we were doing that show. He said that I got to think that they gave him a thorough physical and they didn't see anything structurally wrong with him. So it might be he's just holding back. Maybe he is sore. Maybe there is something wrong. But I think that he's going to get to normal. Now, you know, you don't have to trust my opinion. I've been wrong plenty of times.
Let me throw a hypothetical in at you.
Okay.
We joked that what a great recipe to get right is playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. But the one thing that Diamondbacks have going for them right now is they're offensively, they're on cue right now.
They're
hitting very, very well. And, you know, a guy like Christian Walker has been pretty solid. Eduardo Escobar is a decent pace setter. Ketel Marte has been fantastic. You got Peralta there. You know, you're without Jake Lamb, who is injured. So that was the hypothetical walking in. What if Chris Sale has another poor outing and he's touching the, you know, 90. Oh, I didn't want to say low 90s because that's not what I mean. Actual low 90s, like 90, you know, 89. He's sitting in the same place he was before. Let's say he gives up 4 runs, goes 5. It's another poor outing with poor velocity. And then what you have is you've got one more start that's going to come up right around this same time, you know, maybe Tuesday. I'm not sure what day it is, where Clayton Kershaw, let's say he continues that velocity tick up. He's healthy. He's going to join back in the rotation. And so what I'm building is you've got a spot where Chris Sale has 3 bad outings. Statistically, 2 of the 3 are bad. Velocity is down. And you've got a guy like Clayton Kershaw who is coming back while improving a little bit off of spring. How far off is Chris Sale from Clayton Kershaw? And that's a distinction between now, how worried are you about Sale after 3 poor outings with Kershaw back? How far off are those two?
It's a good question because, you know, and we talked about this on ITL a little bit where what I said was, you know, Chris Sale is probably 85 to 90 cents on the dollar right now, meaning he is the number one tier pitcher. It was Scherzer, him, you know, and that's probably tier one to me. Verlander, maybe you can throw
in
there.
DeGrom?
I forgot DeGrom. You're right. So DeGrom, Scherzer, Sale, those 3 guys, and maybe Verlander in there. But so those are that's the upper tier. I would take a tier 2 with for him this second. If he goes down, if he has a bad start again, I'd take a tier 3. And I mean, they could definitely cross paths, but I think they probably cross paths that, you know, Clayton Kershaw's out there pitching and here's the 5th start for Chris Sale and the first 4 have been bad. You know, I think that's probably where we cross.
I guess what I'm getting at too is like, what if you could go and get Clayton Kershaw and a decent bat like Will Myers? What if you could get Will Myers and Clayton Kershaw for Chris Sale right now?
That's not a horrible deal. I think that's fair.
Because I can be wrong because the big difference, I know everyone screams it, is what's the difference between Sale and Kershaw? It's injuries. It's kind of a hard argument to make right now as Sale is going through stuff and he had injury last year. But
if he has 4 bad starts, then he's probably hurt.
Yeah, I'll give them that argument. I'm not going to try to sit and defend. If you want to say, well, Clayton Kershaw is really, really injury prone, okay, I'll give you that. But let's talk performance for a minute and let's talk the trajectory of where Sale's going. Do you think, as much as we have talked about being maybe pro buying on Chris Sale, if there's a 3rd bad outing, if the difference isn't that far from Clayton Kershaw right now, I mean, if you get Kershaw on a bat, with someone that wants to be a little bit aggressive in purchasing of Chris Sale, because also Clayton Kershaw, he not only, like, I know there's the name thing, but one of the things that would make him more accessible, I think, for people is that his cost was so low. Someone might look at this and say, well, I can get a second round value for two guys I got at picks in the sixth and seventh round, something right. like that. And it's just something to sit on. I'm not sure I'm advocating for it, but I was curious for you, for someone that really is not pro Clayton Kershaw overall.
I wouldn't is that do something that
you
would trade.
Pull? You wouldn't.
I would not. No, because if Chris Sale goes out tomorrow on a scheduled start against the Diamondbacks and fires up a gem, everything goes away. His first two bad starts go away, beginning of the season, whatever. If his velocity is fine and he throws a gem, none of this matters.
It's a good point.
It all goes out the window.
It's a good point. So you got to make your determining factor. People are worried, but they're not panicking. So Chris Sale, he doesn't come at a discount, and that's something we've been hitting. But maybe sometimes you got to think outside the box. You got to take a risk, and sometimes injured guys risk are the place buck. To take a risk. You got to spend your wrist bucks sometime. You got to guess what? You're not going to leave with your wrist bucks, so you got to spend them. All right, well, don't go anywhere. We're coming back. More in this league. Bogman and Welsh.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
Be excellent, Julie.
In This League.
Party on, dudes.
Welcome back. It's In This League, live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman. That's us. And guess what? With the Major League Baseball season now in full swing, it's time to swing for the fences, playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become their eighth $1 million winner, or another one of the countless number of people who have won hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of dollars using DailyRoto.com to help them set their DraftKings or FanDuel MLB lineups. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto, you're doing it wrong. Go enter the promo code FNTSY and you're going to get a 10% discount, and you're going to get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections that use the lineup optimizers that have already produced the millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use promo code FNTSY and you're going to get 10%. That's a discount. Get it today. By the way, did you see, speaking of that rejoin, the Bill and Ted, did you see the video with Keanu Reeves and the other guy being like, we just want to thank everybody. We're going to do Bill and Ted 3. And what a monster the other guy looks like.
No, I didn't.
He just doesn't look. I mean,
not Keanu, I believe is his Christian name.
Not popular. No one remembers. I don't know what his name is. It's just one of those things. It's like someone from high school not seeing a picture of us, thinking of what we look like in high school, and then seeing us now. That's
I think
what
everybody from
like.
High school could have been like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, okay, but that's about right with him. Keanu Reeves, though, he looks great. You know, all the money, he's doing John Wick. I mean, he looked like John Wick Keanu, but he's in the video. But here's the problem, though. Keanu has been so weirded out lately. He's doing John Wick. He was in this one weird independent movie. God, I can't remember the name of it. It was on Netflix with Jim Carrey. It's just trippy. He just does nothing but trippy movies. This one about these two chicks that are in his house, like seducing him and all this weird stuff.
I'm always dodging bullets. Oh, I'm always banging two chicks. I hate Keanu Reeves movies.
I hate them. Every single one of them. They're the best. But
he always just about how awesome Keanu Reeves is. Whatever character he's playing has to be so cool.
He's like, whoa. Why can't
he be like Christian Bale? Like, you know, Christian Bale had a ridiculous voice for Batman and all that stuff. But
I don't know what you're talking about. That's normally how I talk, Bogman.
Like he could do that. He was the machinist, and then he's who's the Dick Cheney? He's just Dick Cheney in that movie. Like he's done so many different roles.
That's not Keanu Reeves though.
Keanu Reeves has two different modes.
He has one. He's just like, they got my dog. I'm
he's
the one.
Dumb. He's dumb stoner and, Bill and Ted and whatever that football movie was. Not Varsity Blues. What was the name?
The Replacements.
Replacements. Thank you.
No, but see, what you're saying, Boggs, I don't agree with anymore. I know what you're getting at. You're saying he has two modes, like, serial killer, action star, or he's a stoner dude. Here's what I'm getting at. He's not that guy anymore. All he is John Wick. That has been him for 10 years.
Can he just legally change his name to John Wick?
I wish
please.
He would. I think you might like him better if he did that. But that's
who looks
all
worse. Who looks worse? Bill and which one? Which one was he? Ted?
I have no
which
idea.
One was Keanu? I have whatever. No idea. That guy or Kathleen Turner?
Oh, that guy. Kathleen Turner just looks like Oh no. Kathleen Turner looks so bad. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was
remember
thinking
her
of Kathy
in
Bates.
That David Duchovny show. What was you remember
Californication.
Her? Yes, Californication.
Yeah. Right. No, I thought you meant Catherine Bates, and I was like, I'm like, she looks like how she always does. She's
looks
fine.
Like she's always looked like someone's grandma.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm getting at is that's not Keanu Reeves anymore. He's not that. And in this video, he's trying to be like, hey, what's up, dudes? And it's like, no, man. Like,
no.
Someone just killed your dog, Ted.
Don't
like,
fight.
go kill them. Like, get in the time machine and go kill the guy. That should be Bill and Ted 3. By the way, they should.
We're not effing buying it, Ted.
They should get in the phone booth and they should travel back to when the guy kills John Wick's dog. And they should
learn how to dodge bullets. And then the other guy just doesn't figure it out.
Oh, Bill and Ted show up and they're just like, don't take the blue pill. Like, take the red pill. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, bro, this is super stressful.
That would be great. Actually, you know what it would be like? Don't it would be like the end scene of Deadpool 2, but Bill and Ted. He just goes back to all of his old movies and he's like, don't do that. And they're like, all right, cool.
As long as Take My Breath Away is playing, I'm good.
I just don't buy it. The video is really hard to watch. You should watch it on the break. It's just, he's not that guy anymore. There's no way this movie is going to be good. And they're filming it back out here again, Boggs.
Oh, really?
I think that's what I saw. Because
is it going to be in my apartment complex again?
They filmed the original.
Will Ferrell shot some.
That was the one where he did the garage sale.
Yeah, some B-roll about that, whatever depressing movie that was.
Yeah. So, where he just sells all his stuff in a garage sale.
Everything Must Go. That's the name of it.
Everything Must Go. They also did that Whitney Houston movie here. Not The Bodyguard, but I don't remember which one it was. It was at the Safeway by your house.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Ever been in a movie?
I have not.
Wish someone would cast us. Extras?
What?
I don't know.
You know what? I probably have been on the news.
The guys in the restaurant?
You know what? You know what I've been on the news? I've been like when they focus in on someone's gut and don't show their face. And they're like, the obesity epidemic in America.
Do you remember when I was on the news?
No.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I got cornered at a Whole Foods and this lady, she puts a mic up to me and I'm like, oh, God. And she
didn't you totally eat it. Didn't you say a word completely wrong?
I did. She was interviewing. It was the day that Amazon purchased Whole Foods. So she was just waiting outside. It was like 118 degrees out. And she stops me. And
hey, you want to stop in the heat and speak about Amazon for a minute?
I flubbed all over it. And I was like, oh, God. So then.
This was your shot to blow. Mom's spaghetti.
So I'm like, yeah, we're not going to air any of this. Maybe a clip. And then I find the video. They did the whole thing with me. All the other people,
here we are.
Seconds.
With Nico Miričić on.
Yeah. Hey, oh, yo. I almost lost $500. there. That's 100%. 2 second clips with all the other losers. With me, the entire thing. The whole clip of the fat, sweaty mess sitting outside of Whole Foods. Like, I look like someone that's at Whole
Foods.
You
can't be in the sun longer than 9 seconds when it's 117, especially standing on asphalt and not sweat. It's just automatic.
Yeah, well, of course. And we're sweating there. And I'm like, you're not on camera. And she asked me, like, 3 questions. It's brutal, but we should be in something. Is anybody doing a movie that we can be a part of? This little scene? Maybe Bill and Ted 3? Let's do that.
Or the whatever we are, just make us be the before shots of someone on a diet. How about that?
Oh, yeah, clearly. Oh, like you and I could be Bill and Ted. I could be Keanu and you could be the other guy. Where would happen during 2 and 3? And then they got fit and then they did the thing.
How does Bill compare to you and me as far as the fatness scale?
I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, he doesn't look good. He's not us, but you know, there's double chins. Like, old Bill, I don't know if we're saying the names right. It just, like I said, go watch the video. They did this little video thing in the audience, and it's like, that's John Wick and his fat friend. It's not Bill and Ted. And there's no George Carlin. George Carlin's dead. What are they going to do with that?
He's not around anymore.
What are they going to do? Have another insulting comedy? Louie out there just touching himself in the phone booth. He's like, hey, everybody, I'm unapologetic.
It's okay because I asked.
Oh, man. It's
okay.
Too
I asked someone else if I could do this one time, and they said yes. So I just assumed she answered for everyone.
That's our cue. I want to ask you something. Let's talk about, I'm going to tie this in here for a second, not to Bill and Ted or anything, what we just did 3 seconds ago. But we were talking about injuries. Here's probably the biggest injury, because Chris Sale is only banged up. Clayton Kershaw's at this point banged up, but returning. The biggest injury that's affected fantasy has been Trey Turner. You had shares. You were the only one of the Black Book that Yumi and Pisapia that had any shares, and you had him in the Great Fantasy Baseball Invitational, correct?
Yeah. Who is this again? Trey Turner?
Are you not listening in the show today? This is three times that you've just completely checked out.
No, I'm
so
my internet kind of for a second.
I'm like, interrupting you?
Yeah, you were interrupting me. I was having a great time, and you were asking me this stupid question. Yes, I have one share of Trey Turner in TGFBI.
Great. So,
what were you talking about? The thing with the stuff? Well,
That's what I was talking about, was TGFBI.
Okay, great. Okay,
I'm glad you're following. So, Trey Turner ruined lots of people's good time right now. He's going to be out, what did they say, 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks. It just depends on how long it takes, you know, because that the finger stuff is, it sucks because it's a varying amount. It's never like 1 month. There you go. You're good. It's not like a cast.
No.
You know?
Well, and it can linger. It can zap power. There's a lot of stuff that goes on with it. So in redraft leagues, the only thing that you guys have been dealing with is just replacements. That's all that you can do at this point. And unfortunately, you know, the wire probably hasn't been full outside unless you listened to ITL and got Ketel Marte, which we get to take a victory lap on Ketel Marte at this moment. Maybe not long term, but we get a victory lap on Ketel Marte because nobody was pumping him like we
can
were.
Can we hover on that for a second? Like, I see people taking victory laps already.
Yeah.
It's too early to take a victory lap on pretty much anything, right?
Oh, that's a good question. It is. Actually, this mount now may carry over into the next segment, which is okay. But the this piece came up because, well, what's his name? Walter McMichael, fake. See, something fake baseball. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I think it's Walter McMichael. And after the second start for Germaine Marquez, he did a victory lap. And he said it. He's like, you know, what's that meme where you do all the letters wrong and you're like, Marquez can't be elite? And then.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
He did the victory lap. And Spore jumped in. And even my boy James was kind of like, he's like,
he hasn't had a home start yet.
Well, that was the point. He's like, yo, like, I'm excited to take my victory lap on Marquez, but you did this too soon. And it was a too soon. And there was a big thing about it. And it got this big old kerfuffle about victory laps. Two starts is beyond too early for a victory lap. Why? It's also too early to throw in the white flag on a guy like Chris Sale. Same reason we're not going to say Sale's done. We're also not going to say Marquez is a top 15 pitcher because he's succeeded in two road starts. Of course he did. He's a good pitcher. He's good. Right. You just don't draft him at Bogman's rank.
Yeah, exactly. Which one share, by the way, I have as many shares of Germán Marquez as the Welsh does.
This is true. That is absolutely true. Do you
one share?
When is victory lap time? Then? I mean, hitters, we really shouldn't be taking our victory lap so much on Marte, but when you have had like 9 or 10 games, like, you can start to have a victory lap on hitters. The sample size is bigger than two starts on a pitcher.
I think like July 1st is when you can take true victory laps on pretty much anything.
And I think May 1st, obviously things can change, but
we've seen so many guys have ERAs in the, you know, in the ones and then shoot it up to 7 the next month.
Yeah, but regardless of it, even if it goes south, it could go south after July. I think after a month, you get 4 or 5 starts, you can start having a victory lap on a pitcher. And I think with hitters, once you get to like the 100 at bats, that's a place to start it.
I think what I would do is it's more of a bat flip. It's not really a victory lap because I can't get to home on that yet. But like, I know it's going the way I think it should go. So I'll bat flip.
So what's a Twitter bat flip look? What's a Twitter bat flip look like? Maybe just tweeting about the guy. You're not being like, I hate the I told you so thing. Like,
well, you don't say I told you so. You say, hey, looking pretty good.
Yeah. Looking pretty good. Look at this. I was doing that on some prospect stuff the other day. I was like, look at Mike Cioni.
Right. Exactly. Look at it. This looks pretty good right here. And then they say, it's a little bit early. And you say, I'm not taking a victory lap.
No.
I'm just saying this looks pretty good so far.
You just don't say I'm just saying though.
I'm just saying.
Nah, you don't do that. You definitely don't do that. That's forbidden words. You don't say I'm just saying. But you say I just pointed out. Just want you to be aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's another way to phrase that?
Just not use I'm just saying.
I'm just saying he looks like pretty good.
Don't like it. Don't like it. But I get what you're saying. I get where you're going with it. No, I think that's a good sneaky way. Well, what is your, I'm not sure. I don't get your final tally here. What's your victory lap for hitter and pitcher? Cause mine
I think it's July 1st. You didn't change my mind at all.
Okay. Mine is 5 starts, and like 100 at bats. That's where you can start victory. It doesn't mean you're right, by the way.
Right.
I mean, you could be August and start taking victory laps and a guy can explode, but you can start being like, hey man, look, some of this assessment was right and it might fall apart, but whatever. It's just more of an appropriate time is like,
right.
May 1st.
I think it's like usually 150 plate appearances for a hitter and like 35 innings pitch for a pitcher or something. Of course it's different with a pitcher because if Marquez has one start in Colorado and gets rocked and then his next two or three are on the road still, then he still has to go back and pitch at home at some point in the season. If he's going to keep getting rocked, then, you can only start him for half the starts and all that stuff. It's always dangerous with a rocky starter, but
That's the argument.
Was pretty good last year.
Well, that was a big argument. I think it's fascinating. By the way, like talking about the victory lap thing, like, I'm not calling anybody out. I think it's all good. Like me personally,
I think it's hilarious. I love it.
You want to do anything, you go ahead and do it. It doesn't affect me. Like
you do you, homie.
Yeah. If you are cool with having a victory lap after 2 starts, that's fine. You're going to get your medicine if he blows up. So you can take it. You're probably fine with it. I got no issue with any of those things whatsoever. I don't remember.
I love the term taking your medicine.
Taking your medicine.
Because sometimes you just got to take that medicine.
You do have to take that medicine. You just have to sometimes take it. But I don't have anything with it. And that's why I'm just saying, like, I don't have any problem. And I'm not trying to, bring up any names for any specific reason. Just to say, it's an interesting conversation. Because one thing that sparked in the conversation as well was the details of some of this stuff. Where the argument, and this was like a spore argument that I agreed on, was it was about cost. It wasn't about not wanting him. It was that Marquez was going in like the top 75, and to have a Colorado pitcher who still has to pitch at home, there is, regardless of how good he is, there's still worries. Very few pitchers. The last pitcher I can remember, it didn't matter where he was Ubaldo Jimenez. Like, guys have these issues. So that's the concern of paying a price for a guy that half the year you got to worry your ass on, even though he's elite. You just want to pay less for him. And that's what I got from the conversation. It's not about Marquez not being good, because I don't think anyone wanted him to be bad. It was just, the cost was less efficient.
Can we take a victory lap on Alvarado?
We could do that. Maybe not even that he's so much good, that just like we've incepted people's brains that when he gets a save, they think of Desperado. That's what I take a victory lap on.
I don't know. He's got did you see that one GIF from Pitcher's List?
I had the 99 fastball that turned. It was a beautiful thing. Someone brought up maybe he's the hater of this year, which is
Rob Silver.
That was Rob Silver. But when we come back, I'm going to set the stage. We were starting to talk about Trey Turner. I'm going to tell you about not redraft, but how to deal with him in Dynasty. And how I'm going to do it is tell you about something that I just did in the league. So when we come back, we'll talk about the trade that I pulled off. We'll get some analyzation from Bogman. We'll talk more about all the rest in baseball. We got some NFL draft stuff, basketball playoffs. Don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.